Did you know that a huge storm off the coast of Japan caused the first Japanese person to convert to Islam? You see, in the 1800s, the Japanese government was extremely weak and ineffective. And in 1853, the U.S. sent a naval mission to Japan to force them into a one-sided trade agreement with the U.S., threatening them with their warships if they did not comply. The Japanese government kowtowed to their demands, but the people of Japan were furious. In 1868, the Japanese people overthrew their own government and installed a new emperor to the throne, beginning the Meiji Restoration. The emperor began a policy of rapid industrialization, building infrastructure and adopting Western technologies, and hiring foreign experts to help Japan modernize its economy and military and beat the Western powers at their own game. Soon enough, Japan was becoming a powerhouse, and this caught the attention of another nation who was in a desperate fight for their own against the Western powers, the Ottoman Empire. So in 1889, Sultan Abdul Hamid II sent a ship full of gifts as part of a goodwill mission, hoping to create an alliance with the new emperor. The ship was massive and carried over 600 sailors on board, and after nearly a year at sea, it finally arrived in Japan, docking in the port city of Yokohama. Emperor Meiji then gave an audience to the Ottoman delegation, receiving the Sultan's gifts and granting the diplomats medals of honor. And the crew of the ship then stayed in Japan for another 3 months, meeting other members of the royal family and government and exchanging gifts and greetings, making plans for future cooperation. Everything was going according to plan, and it seemed like the mission would be a success. But tragedy was about to strike, and everything would soon change. On September 15, 1890, the Ertogrul set sail at noon, beginning its return trip home. For a while, the weather remained calm, but as soon as they traveled south along the coast of Japan, the winds began to pick up. Soon, violent gusts of heavy winds pummeled the ship, and the crew were forced to fold the sails, and before long, the Ertogrul found itself in the midst of a typhoon. The sea had become violent, and harsh waves slammed the ship's hull. The winds had now reversed and were pushing the ship back towards the shore. The main mast of the ship collapsed and was rolling on the deck, smashing into the other sails. It was now the middle of the night, and the crew were surrounded in pitch black, and the ship was nearly immobile without its main sails. All that was pushing it was the wind and the waves behind it, and the sailors began to feel the ship drift off course, heading towards the sharp rocks that lined the coast. In a last-ditch effort, the crew dropped their anchors of the ship, trying to stop it in its tracks. But it was too late now. The waves were too strong. The anchor would not hold. They were going to hit the rocks. In an instant, the ship crashed onto the shore, and the rocks tore the ship apart, throwing the crew overboard into the raging sea. More than 500 sailors lost their lives that night in one of the worst sea accidents in all of history. In total, only 69 men survived. And by the way, if you want to support the channel and help me pay my editors, you can sign up for my Patreon, link in the YouTube video description or on my TikTok profile. Anyway, when the Japanese heard what had happened, they rushed to the scene to try and rescue the remaining survivors, bringing them to nearby hospitals. Eventually, the survivors recovered, and the Japanese then prepared two warships to escort them back home to Istanbul. And on one of those ships was a journalist named Shotaro Noda. He had been covering the story and was asked to follow the Ottoman sailors on their way back home. Eventually, when Shotaro and the Japanese crew arrived in Istanbul, the Ottoman Sultan asked for one of them to stay behind and teach the Japanese language to some of his men. The naval officers declined, but instead suggested Shotaro since he was a civilian. Shotaro gladly accepted, hoping it would give him the opportunity to explore and learn more about the Ottoman Empire. And for the next 2 years, he taught Japanese at a military war college in Istanbul, while at the same time writing about his life in the Ottoman Empire and sending his writings back to Japan to be published. And throughout this period, he spent much of his time learning the Turkish language and Ottoman history before delving even deeper into Islamic history as a whole. Fascinated by his research, he then made a request to the Sultan, asking him to provide an Arabic teacher who could also teach him to read the Quran. And not long after, on May 21st, 1891, he officially converted to Islam, making him the first Japanese Muslim in recorded history. Soon after, his certificate of Shahada was presented to the Sultan, and it remains in the Ottoman archives in Istanbul until this day. A year later, Shotaro left Istanbul at the end of 1892 and traveled throughout Europe and the United States before eventually making it back to Japan in 1893. Not much is known of his life after his return to Japan, and he eventually passed away in 1904 in his mid-30s. But his legacy will forever remain as the first Japanese Muslim and a pioneer in establishing relations between the modern countries of Japan and Turkey. Like and follow for more Muslim facts.